Starting with boarding.
Does it
not say it on your end?
It did, yeah. I wasn't sure who was going to hit the button. It's almost like jumping in the fucking icy water after years of not doing it. Man, that was a long fucking weekend.
3 fucking years. 3 years.
I'm hoping three years ago,
Quetzalcoatl was going to get us.
We missed how many carved ham days?
Right.
We missed how many pumpkin spice seasons?
Fuck pumpkin spice. That's where I'm at. Hot coming out with hot takes right out the gate.
Yeah, that's the auto closed captioning on this is fucking jokes compared to what it used to be. It edits in real time the fact that you said fuck pumpkin spice.
It's pretty neat in Behind the Veil a little bit that you've had this come up that you're in this fucking gaudy ass studio and shit, and I'm just sitting in my recliner like some fucking loser.
You gotta carry the boats, son.
Carry the
and the log.
Boat, motherfucker.
Welcome back. Do I get to say it or are you saying it?
Go ahead.
Welcome back to Problematic Cast with the Brewbakers. That's Jeremy, and I'm whatever the fuck you want to call me. So
fucking deal with it.
Pretty much.
We're still not sure if we're funny or serious. We're seriously funny.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute to, I guess, shake all the rust off. This is a process that we both determined over the years that we've enjoyed, but it's difficult to dive into the anomalous amount of fucking insanity that's taking place in the world right now. Like, to find any given topic to talk about is just...
Yeah, you could throw a dart, but it's just... Fuck. Too much.
I mean, we went through like the starter months of COVID without even talking about COVID, without even mentioning it. And now we're living in a quote unquote post-COVID world.
Yeah, where everybody gets COVID every other day. And
yeah, it happens so frequently now that like, hey, we have another vaccine. 3 months later, hey, we have another vaccine. There's like 17 variations. And
I like how at the onset of that it was like, yeah, take as much time as you need and it's all paid and everything, and now it's like, get the fuck back to work. What the
walk fuck? It off, walk it, yeah. The fuck off, because
we deemed essential back then, and now we're essentially just fucking garbage, you know.
Well, I think we were always garbage. It's just they needed a certain amount of warm bodies in the workforce.
Yeah.
So that mindset has definitely continued to carry on, because there's not a labor shortage. There's just people found different ways to do shit, different ways to make money.
I find that employers in particular are a lot more lax post-COVID for the most part. I'm sure there's... outliers in any system, but like, I don't know, people are getting away with a lot more shit now. It's like, yeah, you took 40 days off in a row, can you please come in, please?
We could really use you to boost prod.
Yeah, morale. We're worried about morale.
I think everywhere is worried about morale, dude. Like, there's so many instances where like there's shit on the everyday news that like somebody waved and smiled at somebody else. Isn't the world becoming a better place? Like, yeah. Just shit that used to be like common courtesy to like wave and smile at somebody. Now, like, people expect to see you with your head down with like a gun and you're licking it when you're driving down the road. Like, that's a common fucking thought process for people. Like, oh my gun.
Fuck my gun.
It's so hard.
So Quetzalcoatl left us fucking on the lurch, man.
That's pretty bad that like humans have fucked up this bad that even like the old wrathful deities that have carried down through hundreds of generations don't even want to fucking end us. Like, yeah. Like, no, you guys are on your own. You're fucked.
Figure it out. Oh my God. Just going back through old episodes to try to find first gear again. For some reason, I was talking about in the most recent episode in June of 2020, how I had a bigger dick than the president. And I'm going to go ahead and say second president in a row. I'm going to assume as much.
That's a fucking streak. Yeah. Like, not everybody can say that.
That's a good streak, you know? My brain's not soup yet either, so.
Well, once you reach a certain level of rigor mortis, like, the brain just stops working, and everything shrivels up, and, like, you lose your motor skills.
Do you think it's still him?
What are you asking, though? Like, because I could take that in 100 different fucking directions.
Okay. Do you think it is physically, tangibly Joe Biden from the Obama administration, or do you think he's been either replaced with one of those hardcore vinyl masks, or he's, like, been assimilated?
Are you talking like Papa Emeritus type vinyl mask? Like, it's actually some just...
I've seen videos, which, I mean, he's an old man, but I've seen videos where it looks like a mask with slippage around the eyes and shit. But I mean, he's an old fuck. His face might be sloughing off of his bones by now.
I think it is the same physical form. I don't know if, I mean, they say the military has technology that's like so much farther advanced than what is available in the commercial sector. And like some of the more recent things that are coming out about like Neuralink are fucking amazing when it comes to it's like being able to jack into the fucking matrix at this point.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so like if you advance that technology 20 years from what we're being told is available, like they probably fucked up making an engram out of him and like left him in some like bootloader state where he's just like right leg, left leg, right leg, left leg. Where's the stage exit?
Like when I used to jailbreak phones and brick them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think they bricked him somewhere along the lines when they were putting a Neuralink into him. And, like, he's just running through some fucking really strange bootloader loop to try to get back to knowing what the fuck's going on.
I've heard this about Hillary. I've heard it about Donald Trump. I've heard it about Joe Biden. Fuck, I've heard it about Bill Clinton, that they're pretty much propped up on Adderall and or methamphetamines. And I could buy that. With as aggressive as Trump gets in his rallies even today, it's like, that boy is fucking tweaking.
I've changed my perspective on some of his speeches. He's a fucking troll.
I agree.
Like, I've come to the conclusion almost four years after the Stop the Steal debate and the fact that he incited, like, the fucking January 6th bullshit. He is, like, moot from B. Like, he is a fucking ultimate troll.
4chan troll.
It is not going to stand as our peak pinnacle point of democracy, the fact that he was our president, nor is Biden. Like, this period of time is just, I don't even know where to go from there. Yeah. It's just bad, dude. Like, I vote for the first time in my adult life. I voted in the last election. Like, I wrote us in, obviously.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I did that when it was time to vote. And we didn't get elected.
That's fucked up.
Nobody we knew got elected.
That's fucked up.
It was really disappointing.
Yeah. Like, never again.
I'm going to have to campaign harder. That's all there is to it.
We're going to have to put out a better episode than this one's going to be.
Oh my God, this is fucking trash, dude.
We're finding our feet.
Yeah, but welcome back, everybody. If you came back, if you're a first-time listener, we're back. We're back in the game. We're telling you it gets better. Please believe us, because at some point you might laugh. And
there's 60 episodes or something in our past that you can get on the website, problematicast.com. You can find the whole backlog. Yeah. Yeah, we actually went legit this time.
Yeah. Anybody that's come back to us, we don't have a Patreon up yet. That's something that
we're going to worry about getting
down the road. Content. Yeah.
I'm going to get you some good shit first. So I'm watching. What is it called? Invincible. I think I told you about it 2 years ago when the first season came out. It's basically just another version of The Boys. I'm really obsessed with this flawed superhero playing the part of a superhero, but they're actually the bad guy. Omni-Man in that is played by J.K. Simmons, and he's fucking amazing in that. Do you remember who I'm talking about?
No.
J.K. Simmons played J. Jonah Jameson. He played...
Okay, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, his... he's actually in Baldur's Gate 3. But
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm obsessed with bad guys that are playing the part of a good guy, like, you know, all of government. And
I think a lot can be said about that on the subconscious level, for sure. Like, there's a realization, I think, that everybody comes to in their life, that even the ones that are up on the pedestal, the ones we're supposed to look up to, they're humans. And the humanization is really a sad thing, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
Cause like back in the days where, you know, I was young and shit, Clinton was the president, and like, yeah, fucking Clinton, president, woo. And then like I became an adult and started like removing these pedestals from how I observe people, and like found out he's into some shit.
Yeah.
Like the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, I didn't really understand when I was of the age when it happened. You know what I mean?
I think that was a fucking psyop.
It probably
to make you think he was a normal sexual deviant, you know,
as opposed to a
pedophile
who had multiple trips to Kid Toucher Island of Jeffrey Epstein's.
Yeah. And that's probably the most normal part of that whole story. Years and years on, the more you read about it, it's like, what the fuck was actually going on there?
The fucked up thing is, I think you said it to me the other night about the fact that Epstein didn't kill himself. We talked about that quite a bit on the previous iteration of the show, but now it's become so widely satirized. It's become so satirical at this point that it's entered the meme space. Like, 100%
immediately.
The meme space is such a fucking bizarre place, because I personally stepped away from it for a while just to kind of like fix my brain.
Yeah.
To jump into like heavy duty memes and shit now, my God.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do it anymore.
It's
too old for that shit.
Well, it's so driven by something funny that happened like 3 weeks ago on some back channel of Instagram, and like somebody clipped it and added a funny thing to it, and then like it spreads like wildfire. Like, memes now are COVID transmitters, and like,
yeah, pretty much
it spreads through the whole community of people who use social media, and Nobody knows where the fuck it oriented from. There used to be like some databases that, like, Know Your Meme, that source all of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And now it's just, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if AI is creating it. That I Kevin wouldn't... James meme, what the fuck is going on? And then it's everywhere. It's like overnight.
I think that humanity is now taking a break to find itself. That's why we've been summoned back.
Yeah, probably. either that or we need to get ChatGPT to start writing our episodes.
I tried. I really did.
That don't work.
There's a certain amount of surface level intelligence that it shows.
Yeah.
But it quite obviously lacks a human perspective.
Nuance, yeah.
Nuance, human nuance, yes. It's great to play around with, don't get me wrong. Like,
right.
To reduce workflow tasks.
Yeah. Which are usually the mindless shit you shouldn't have to be doing anyway.
Well, it's stuff that, you know, from a top-down perspective, you'd hire somebody else for.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But it's free. It is the machine that we were told to rage against at this point.
Ain't that the truth? Good God Almighty. And yet I love it. It's right on my homepage of my phone.
Dude, I just subscribed for the podcast for usability of it.
Yeah.
Just so we could play around with it and utilize some episodes. So if anybody listening has any ideas that they want us to feed ChatGPT, we'll make an episode of just prompts that you guys come up with.
Please do. Because honest to God, there is some utility to that. If we could even get bullet points to jump off from, we add the nuance to it, and then it's like, there you go, you know? Hey, give me 6 random bullet points to touch on a weird-ass podcast. And it gives you bullet points. We fucking jump off from there.
I actually have pre-generated the thing for this moment.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so, oh God. The first one that it presents...
Yes.
Host one. I'll play the part of host one tonight, and Jeremy can play the part of host two. So, oh, fuck. All right, let's start with the concept of social inequality. From a nihilistic perspective, does it even matter?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. I fleshed out a couple details with it because you can feed it some prior details too.
Does it even matter?
Does it even matter? That's literally what it outputs. Host two, I don't know how I'm going to get you to be able to read this, so I'll just be host two as well.
Okay.
That's a great question, Alex. Nihilism posits that life inherently lacks objective meaning or value. So when we look at social inequality, we're essentially asking if there's an ultimate purpose to address it.
All right.
So, like, you're going to find pop-up podcasts that do exactly this and read this like it's a script.
Yeah.
Because of the novelty of ChatGPT doing things without people spending any energy on it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's like, fuck. So does it even matter?
The last statement in that, I'll finish and then...
I don't think it even matters.
I don't think it fucking matters. Host one, exactly. Does leveling the playing field actually achieve anything in the grand scheme of things? So the computer asks the question that we've been asking the audience since we've started the podcast.
What does it matter?
What does it even fucking matter?
Yeah. I mean, the game was rigged from the start.
Yeah.
I'm not saying racism doesn't latently still exist.
Because, oh, it does.
Yo, for sure. Without a doubt. But a lot of that is trumped up by the Gov to keep us fighting each other so we don't question our fucking income inequalities, so we don't fucking worry about the patriarchy, so we don't worry about fucking real things. Like, the fact that we're still worried about each other's skin color in 2023 just still blows me the fuck away. But I guess we were raised different, you know?
Yeah, yeah, we definitely were. I mean, one of the only friends I had growing up was an adopted kid from the Philippines. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 I really think that hatred is taught, you know?
It has to be. Well, I know there's a certain amount of aggression that is instinctual and mechanical. You see it in nature all the time. Aggression's right. A natural defense response. Hatred is not.
Right. Right, exactly. Destroy the enemy, but it's like a good example. Like, did you watch Vikings?
I watched the majority of it. I think, well, no, I can't say that. I watched till when they took the break during season, I think it was like season 4, episode 10, they took a hiatus. I don't know if it was a strike or something like that took place, but then they came back with like another couple episodes or another 10 episodes to like finish that season.
At any rate, though, the primal aspect of that stands true to what we're saying. Like, in that show, which was a fictionalized depiction of it and everything, but you'd have brother against brother and all that shit, and it was more for territory than hatred. It was more for fame and for fortune than, you know, I hate my brother or some shit. It's like, no, glory. I'm going to be the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a culture that had a very close relationship to the natural order,
right?
That we can observe in animals, and that natural order has a lot of alpha shit that goes on.
Yeah. Hmm. 3 years on, and I still feel like I'm being blood eagled every day. That's pretty cool.
I that would probably come as a relief some days.
Oh yeah, just flay my ass at this point. So
next up, the ever controversial. I heard the sigh. I knew the cue, man. No, you're good. Next up, the ever controversial topic of climate change. Does it even matter if we save the planet? Oof.
Oof is right. It does matter. My honest to God opinion on that. Not that my opinion matters, but...
But does it even matter?
Why are they worried about fucking terraforming Mars and shit if we can't even take care of this planet? Is what I want
to
know.
We fucked it up bad enough that we got to go somewhere else to create, like, a homeostasis for 100, 200 years till we can fuck it up again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just gotta fucking put our dick in everything, don't we?
That's the human nature of things with a dick, certainly.
Pretty much. I must fucking destroy.
Let us go here and make it better so we could fuck it up in a different way than we fucked Earth up. There was a theory, and I don't know if I ever I might have touched on this during one of the episodes we had recorded before, but there was a theory in some like ancient astronaut circles that like the seeding of the planet Earth with the human race came as almost exactly from where we're at now. We're almost ready to go to another planet and like set up habitation.
Okay.
But supposedly the human species had done that from Mars to Earth. So like maybe now we're like instinctually through our DNA, just remembering like we left the fucking coffee pot on and Mars and we want to go back.
That's interesting. I feel like even telescopically, we would see some sort of remnant of civilization though in Mars that we would pick up on. It's like, why is there glass on Mars?
The crazy thing is like they talk about, there's been a lot of, you know, Earth without humans, like projection type shows made, yeah. they say like 100 years without humans, shit would be almost completely back to the natural order. Steel would rust, glass would become buried or whatever. Like sure. things would get so dispersed.
Without... I mean, it's a dust bowl. It stands to reason it would be covered. Yeah.
So, like, if the timelines that our current scientists are using, the fact that, like, the universe is billions of years old and humans have only existed for 100-some thousand years, like, even just using that 100, 200, whatever amount of time,
right?
100, you know, exponentially higher than what we project our civilization to deteriorate to dust. Like, we're going to be lucky unless we cord some shit down into Mars. We're going to be lucky to find any evidence of it, because we can't even find evidence of civilizations that existed before the Younger Dryas supposed comet impact.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Huh.
Sorry.
I guess I'm just a fucking idiot.
I just was trying to climb out of a rabbit hole.
That's been the whole episode so far. I'm sorry. I'm trying desperately.
No,
scrabbling.
Scrabble. I remember scrambling. I remember playing Scrabble on the Nintendo Game Boy way back in the day.
These motherfuckers don't even remember the Game Boy.
Oh, I'm sure there's some that know the Game Boy.
The Game Boy.
Hey,
canceled.
Yeah, that's another prompt here. So why don't we go through it? Moving on, let's tackle cancel culture. Is it just a futile exercise in moral posturing?
Yeah,
that's an interesting thought, Sarah.
Next question.
That's an interesting thought, Sarah. Next question.
Sarah. Thanks, Sarah.
Are we just perpetuating a cycle of righteousness without any real impact on the cosmic scale?
The thing I don't understand, and it's because I'm not powerful and rich and everything, is how the very last episode we were talking about, the Quetzalcoatl Take the Wheel, which was June of 2020, I was talking about how they brought Danny Masterson up on charges of rape and shit. And if you watch the news at all, he just recently actually got put away for that. And it's been 3 fucking years. It's like, how does he get a stay of execution for that long? And then it's like, well,
he probably had enough money banked up to at least throw wrenches into the legal process.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, we had the COVID time machine and shit that.
Oh, yeah. The year and a half to 2 years that just will be wiped from people's memory.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. Other than that Bo Burnham fucking...
Yeah, that was fucking amazing. I was just thinking about that this morning, actually.
I think it's about time I watch it again. If you haven't watched Bo Burnham's Inside, you probably should, to see what depression and a...
isolation.
During a pandemic does to the fucking human psyche, the brain, just... But it's beautifully insightful and amazing, and
I think everybody on the planet...
This is an old take, but everybody should watch it.
Everybody should watch it, man. He should have won, like, Oscars and shit if he didn't.
I didn't follow any of that. Did he win anything for that?
I don't know. Probably. He should have if he didn't.
He damn well should have, yeah. Fuck. Moving TV, for sure. Just see him fucking degrading over the course of the pandemic, just sitting in his room creating, you know? He smartly had enough drive, motivation, and fucking...
mania?
Insight. Yeah, mania. Exactly. To record it all, because, man, imagine editing that nightmare.
He had enough to release 2 full-length features out of it. Because he released Inside, and then he released the, like, non-edited outtakes and shit, and then he edited them and had other shit to add in. Like, well, I mean, you figure, like, spend an entire year doing anything at all consistently every day. If you document all the time that you spend on doing that, it's going to be a lot of shit to sift through, man.
My watch just told me it's time to stand up, so fucking better do it.
Oh, man. Does it even matter? Let's tackle the topic of free will, since we've been prompted by your watch, because it's listening all the time. Can we truly make meaningful choices in a universe governed by deterministic forces?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. My free will is dog shit. I know that. Is it a choice?
But is it a choice?
I make a choice here and there to get way too stoned and play way too many video games, and I enjoy that choice.
Fucking same, dude. And it is. I've been on YouTube Shorts a lot. One of the things that we're probably going to be moving towards in the future is adding clips to it, because I enjoy the format a lot. But I've been seeing a lot of like motivational shit on there. I think it's because my feed has seen all this shit that I've searched and was like, this motherfucker's depressed and he's motivated.
You need some help.
You could use some help. Well, here's like this dude talking about fucking carrying boats and logs and shit. And that, to me, I just blew my fucking train of thought thinking about who's
my mind, dude.
No, one of the things they talk about is, like people who sit and play video games all the time, like myself or like you.
Thanks.
Like, that's a creation by the system to keep us complacent, just 100%. Like racism is created by the system. It is systemic.
Yeah.
To keep factions at war, to keep people hating one another. So they're wasting
looking for a job,
wasting all this energy. People are wasting all this energy fighting over shit that's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant.
Fucking masturbation. 100%.
Well, it's mental masturbation, and
it's not even very good at it.
I sometimes need to be able to disassociate from how intense the pressure of the system is, and video games are what I do.
Yeah, me too. And I can see the fault in that. And I know that it's ultimately a waste of time, but they say time well spent is not wasted time. But like, I don't feel like it's very consequential time. You know what I mean?
From a perspective of being productive.
Yeah.
It allows me to create these artificial goals and tasks that I can still feel a sense of accomplishment from if I complete certain things on my profile. Like the modernization of avatar creation, the branding, you know, marketing. I've fallen in a lot of rabbit holes over the last few years, so you'll have to bear with me. It just seems like a mechanism, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, look at the, just to circle back to video games, look at the trophy system they implemented with.
Yes.
360. It's nothing but a fucking
achievements. Yeah, man.
Micro dosing fucking dopamine receptors that it's just like, oh my God, I did it.
Yeah, like
fuck cares, you know?
Like a lot of times I'll sit isolated, play by myself, play games that, you know, have other people in them, but I won't interact with them, but I'll still compete against those people that I view as NPCs. Like it's so devious in the way that it works against our microdose dopamine functions. 100%. Especially people with ADHD. It's incredibly rewarding on a broken mechanical sense.
Right, right. In little spurts, which is why TikTok is such a big fucking deal.
Yes, that's why Vine operated so well. And I think that's why I've started taking to YouTube Shorts, is because within an hour's time, I can watch like 110 shorts,
yep,
where I could watch one long shot video of somebody talking about this is economics and the history of the world. I sat through a fucking documentary. It was very insightful and very insightful. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. But it was an hour, and it was some of the driest, most boring shit. The art was all right, but goddamn, man. Like, yeah. I was being paid to do it. I watched it at work. That's the only reason I opted to do that, because there was a sense of...
It's better than the alternative.
Contrarianism to it.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was learning on the clock.
I get it.
As a contrarian.
Yep. Yeah, that's fucked up that that's how our brains are wired. I think humankind, not just the brewmakers, but
there's a lot of people out there like that, for sure.
Yeah. And there's like a veritable fucking catastrophic amount of, quote, ADHD in the world now. And I think a lot of that is systemically institutionalized with shit such as TikTok, YouTube shorts, all that. But let's have no doubt, you and I, we got the shit. Deep in the world, the ADHD. From level up.
It's part of my bone structure at this point.
You meticulously taking shit apart and then just getting too bored to put it back together, or fucking, you know, me, ping pong.
I want to see the inside of this thing. And so I would take it apart. And the inside of the thing, like, there was no more thought to the process after. I want to see the inside of this thing. It took,
like, I lost a screw. It's fucked now.
I did. It took me years of being an electronics tech and a computer tech to really be able to conceptualize the entire process before I take the first screw out.
Yeah. Because, like I said, growing up, it was just a clusterfuck of pieces and parts and doodads and
entire drawers full of, like, calculators that were taken apart, and
it looked like Sid's toy room.
It was Sid's toy room, because there were times, remember those pull string, like, did we call them booby traps? I don't remember the official name of them. The booby trap fireworks that, like, I would make clay guys and fill their stomach up with red food coloring and embed one of those in it and blow it to pieces just to see the blood spatter pattern out of it. I mean, I was like 6 or 7.
Yep.
And I'm doing this fucking demented yet scientific shit.
Yeah. What were we going to do with blood spatter analysis? Nothing. Just fucking, you know, make a mess on the couch.
It's like my brain is like a fucking void of a photo album that my eyes just like to take pictures of all kinds of random shit and just jam it in there with a fucking plunger.
Yeah.
And it's part of the recall then.
Yeah.
So, like, if I hear something on the news about, like, oh, you know, this terribly wounded from an explosion, like, I can reference back to that image that for some reason my fucking stupid brain made me take. And that's like the default thumbnail for, like, certain things that I understand in the news.
Yeah. Damn. That's troubling, bud. It's a wonder you're not a serial killer.
No.
Not yet. No.
Statistically, I'm too late now. Just like joining the military, just like going to college, I'm too old. I finally found the key to living a nonviolent life, and that is just get old enough.
Complacency.
Just get old enough. You won't care anymore. It'll be all bullshit, and it'll all be bad for you by that point.
Yep, too old for suicide.
Been dead for quite a while.
Yeah, that's sad. I might be depressed, bud.
I recently just feel like I came out of a few year long trudge through it myself.
I fucking hope, because nobody needs to be living like that.
It was rough for a while, man, but I'm back, and it's time to take a dive into some seriously complex and, well, problematic social issues.
Now, the world needed us.
Yeah.
The bat symbol's been fucking blinking for fucking 3 years. It's like, why did you go away?
Where did you go?
We need you in our.
Why do you sound like a woman now? Like. I don't know.
Fucking deal with it. Was there any other prompts?
Oh, there was some. It duplicated a few. There was one that it just rephrased, the social inequality one, where here's another take on it. Does it even register in a universe where meaning is up for grabs?
That's just word salad.
That's exactly it. It words, that's what I mean. The nuance that, like, you or I could put on how much shit doesn't fucking matter.
Right, just because I stutter on a word now and then doesn't mean that it doesn't have more nuance in one sentence than that fucking, that was nonsense.
Do you remember the point in time where Emperor Palpatine says, do it?
Yeah.
There was a video that somebody made on the internet. Now, here's classic problematic ass bullshit. We're back on our bullshit and we're only half an hour into it. Yeah, man, for real. Somebody made a meme of Emperor Palpatine when he like pulls out his lightsaber and he goes to fight Mace Windu and he like does that spirally jump thing.
Yeah.
But at that point, they Photoshop in him teleporting, like transferring out into space, and they make this book. Extremely high tempo, just Nyan Cat sounding shit.
Okay. That sounds like weapons grade autism there.
I guilty as charged.
Fucking A. So just to put a bookmark in this, I think one of the funniest things I've seen in the last month or so was the AI-generated pictures of Steve Harvey running through the woods away from monsters.
Because yeah, that shit was fucking incredible.
I think I'm going to make that one of the artworks for this episode. Because
here's a way
no
to dodge,
goddamn sense.
Here's a way to dodge the current copyright standards for that. Go to one of those apps. Ask it to create an image like that. Just use that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not real, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, Steve, that's not even you. It disproportionated your eyes. Like, face recognition, what doesn't recognize it?
Look at the fingers, man. Just look at the fuck. There's too many fingers.
The Jersey Devil isn't real, Steve. That's not a real picture. Like,
just what in the hell are you on?
Look at my suit. It costs more than you make in a fucking year.
That guy, he is fucking great.
I love Steve Harvey.
I was watching a clip the other day. It was like an hour long of some of the most ludicrous Family Feud questions and answers. And him just acting like he got bitch slapped every time somebody came off with some shit. What in the hell?
I wonder if he has to do that to add dramatic effect to the show.
100%. That's the only reason people would watch Family Feud now, right?
I don't know, man. He comes out there and he is dressed to the T a lot of times. I like show because there is some funny shit on it. And he is fucking G, dude. He is dressed to kill.
Isn't he an ordained pastor and shit?
I believe so, yeah. I couldn't tell you a diocese for, though.
Right. I would watch him preach for sure. It would be fucking
honest to God. Some of the, I guess, the mechanical nuance that takes place in the ritual in church, the masters of it are black pastors in a revivalist setting. Energy that they get out of the crowd of people, out of the spirit of God, you know what I mean? It's fucking incredible to see people just get entranced, man.
I wish I could care that much about anything.
Exactly. You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I see it, and I'm not like, I'm not shaking my one single hand up to the sky or anything.
Right,
like,
right.
There's people, the whole fucking crowd in some of them do that. Oh, it's incredible to watch, man.
Yeah. I wish I could start a cult like that.
You know, there for a little bit of time, I really looked at Jim Jones as just a troubled man.
I mean,
all the shit aside of, look, you know, like the Jonestown Massacre and all that.
Yeah, yeah, that was in the final moments. I mean, yeah. I mean, I could see that rationale. He had flawed logic and no fucking bumpers put on his fucking lane. But like, you know, he took it too far. Kill a reporter, fuck it, we're going down with the ship.
Well, know? And I think at that point, it was legit enough to him. Just like with Waco, just like with a lot of other scenarios, like Hale Bopp, there is a very specific pinnacle time where the adversity level gets so high.
Oh, that tipping point, yeah.
Yeah, there's that tipping point, man, and it's just like, fuck it,
when
sink
they
the
shot
ship.
That reporter, it was over.
Yeah, yeah, oh, like, yeah. I guess it's time to Operation Order 66 or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah,
do it. Do it. And fucking, there's all the younglings getting massacred.
Ugh, fucking terrible. But no, I see the logic in what you're saying. I mean, at the end of the day,
I'm glad you do, because not many people are going to.
No,
like,
that's a hot take. But I mean, I agree with what you're saying. He was a Christian man. He, like I said, his, I don't know, the best analogy I came up with at the time is the bumpers weren't on his bowling lane, you know? So he, fuck it, full strikes, let's go.
Well, and I think that's what is so incredible about being open and honest about a person, your own subjective understanding of the world. Like, there's not enough honesty in the world, regardless of what camp that you lay your head down at night in. There's just not enough honesty in the world. Like, people who are troubled could understand that they're troubled and work that extra little bit harder if they were given even enough of a venue to observe others at the same depth that they understand themselves.
Yeah. Social media is not the answer.
No, it is not. That fucking 7 seconds or less bullshit, man. Like, it satisfies a certain mechanical need.
Yeah.
But
I still wish I could pull the trigger on just completely deleting my Facebook account.
Like I did?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
I did that a year and a half ago, man. It was like April of 22. I was actually apprehensive about starting back up our Instagram because I knew it tied directly to Facebook, because in the years that we've been gone, there was that acquisition.
Yep.
And I had to interact with Facebook for the first time in almost a year and a half. And I was just bewildered. Like, I still haven't spent a lot of time there, man.
I think Facebook is bad.
Okay. Facebook is bad. Okay. Like,
I really do, though. I mean,
hot
take. I don't want to play, you know? Like, I don't want to fucking play. And that's where I felt my biggest lacking was in version 2.0 of Problematic Cast, was the social aspect of it, the self-promotion aspect of it. And
yeah.
I guess we're going to have to push ourselves to be better, because...
Well, in today's world, even to, I guess, not be drowned out by a sea of other people just... I mean, there's so many people screaming into the void at this point because they're reaching out to do exactly as I was saying a little bit ago, find a proper mirror.
Stake their claim. Find their fucking niche.
Well, people need to approach it like they're finding a community as well.
Yeah.
There's too many, like, I'm going to be a brand. Nobody's actually creating any kind of, I'm going to use the term brotherhood. It does not necessarily mean that I'm a patriarchal fuck. Trust me. Yeah. But the term would be brotherhood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all puddle deep aesthetic bullshit.
Absolutely is. I had purchased and read all of the books that were written by Anton LaVey in the time that we were off. Anybody who doesn't recognize the name, he is the father of Satanism. I think what it exists today as Satanism isn't what he intended it to be, because there was actually a fissure in the camp
mm-hmm.
of the Church of Satan, and the Satanic Temple was born from there. I think just philosophically speaking, the whole shtick, the whole summary of multiple books is just that we need to find that contrarian driving force that drove us out of the cave the very first time in our evolutionary history. It's that contrarian nature that drives us forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drives innovation, drives fucking anything.
The grace of the morning star, effectively.
Yeah.
To put a phrase to it. And like, it's been an insightful couple years for me, even though like it was really rough. I've learned a lot. Not that it matters, since ChatGPT is telling us that we're nihilistic and nothing matters. The world is not important. We have to hit this. Because anybody that visits our website, www.problematicast.com, is going to see the fact that I am a fruit enthusiast under my description. The reason that I'm a fruit enthusiast on the website is because I asked ChatGPT one day when I was working on the website, can you make the topics of an episode solely about the conflict between apples and oranges? Because when people try to compare two separate things, they say it's like compared apples to oranges.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked ChatGPT to solve that motherfucker for us, the great apple versus orange debate.
Okay. Well, let's get into it.
Post one, Jeremy. Greetings, fruit enthusiasts. I'm Jeremy, and I'm here with my fruit savvy sibling.
Oh my god. Yes.
So right off the bat, off the bat, it's calling me a faggot. And I was kind of like, don't read me like that, bitch. Oh, and it continued on. So it's the granddaddy of all fruit conflicts, apples versus oranges, which is truly superior in the eyes of the discerning fruit connoisseur.
Oh my god. I wish one of them was a vegetable so we could be a fruit and a vegetable so I could be faggot and retard. And we're back.
But fruit would be a retard. A potato?
Yeah.
Fuck, that might get me canceled. Well, it's if you go to Urban
video for this.
If you go to Urban Dictionary, man, that's you're gonna find that's the definition of potato. Mm-hmm. So I feel relatively safe in that comment. Back to the ChatGPT cancel culture thing.
We're getting canceled.
Is it a genuine attempt at societal improvement or a performance of moral righteousness? I'll let you virtual signal our website. www.problematiccast.com. You'll find all the details you need to write me a really shitty email or write Jeremy a really shitty email. Yeah. And tell us officially, send us our officially canceled certification. I fucking expect one if you are all going to cancel us.
Yeah. Tell us to pound sand. Tell us to breathe dirt. Fucking something.
Is that it?
I don't know. 55 minutes. It's pretty good.
I think that's it. We are going to pound sand. If you're going to cancel, send us that cert. www.problematiccast.com.
Do it before next week, because we're trying to do this release every Friday for a while. We'd like to know if we don't have to record the episode, if you're going to fucking cancel us, you stupid motherfucking sons of bitch and asshole motherfucker.